Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
After I spoke somewhere, a guy with a wide smile shook my hand and said, "I can't believe I get to meet someone famous." "Famous?" I said. "Are you kidding? I'm not even a household name in my own household." Well, the truth is, I've had a tiny taste of low-grade fame, but the only paparazzi chasing me around these days are my grandkids saying, "Chocolate ice cream, please?" I don't envy the George Clooneys and Angelina Jolies of the world, those who can't go out in public without sneaking out the back door and donning a disguise. We live in a world gone mad over the cult of celebrity. Many would do anything for 15 minutes of fame, and do. Dominic Alfonseco stole $150,000 from a bank and posted images and videos of the robbery on Instagram. It took cops all of a half hour to find and arrest Dominic. From behind prison bars, Dominic said he never did it for the money. He did it for the fame, the exposure. We're talking about him today, so I guess it worked. Stories like this aren't unusual these days. Recently, a Canadian guy jumped onto the back of a swimming moose as his friend filmed the incident. With cameras rolling, Hungary's Attila Banyai was run over 5 times by a jeep. Please, please don't do anything like this. Apparently, Attila set a world record. His parents must be so proud of him. Go on social media and you'll find people saying and doing the most bizarre things for a share, a retweet, a shot at the spotlight. That's why I'm refreshed to hear of people like Deke Duncan of Stevenage, England. Deke is a radio disc jockey, but I doubt you've heard him on the air. You see, he's been broadcasting from his garden shed through a single speaker for the last 44 years. His only audience? The woman he loves, his wife Teresa. BBC Archives tweeted a video interview they did with Duncan, which prompted a social media search for the self-made DJ. When the radio network tracked him down, they asked him to co-present on a BBC morning show with host Justin Dealey. While recording the radio segment, Dealey told Deke that they had a bigger surprise in store for him. The host then invited Mr. Duncan to be the DJ of his very own hour-long radio show over Christmas, playing music not only for his home of Stevenage, but for a large portion of central England. The amateur DJ was beyond thrilled. The tears came. "Pass the tissues," said Deke, speechless. Well, I love that. In a world gone mad chasing fame and recognition, Deke Duncan spent 44 years of his life playing for an audience of one. And we're talking about him today not because he hurt himself or hurt others, but because he was faithful. As a believer in Jesus, I am challenged by Deke's story. You see, each one of us has been called to play for an audience of one. Paul puts it this way in Colossians 3:23-24, "Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people. Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ." Then in 1 Corinthians 10:31, we read, "Whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God." We all want our lives to leave a lasting mark, so let's start here. Let's start the day on our knees, communing with an audience of one, not hoping for an audience of fans. I think Deke would agree, faithfulness carries its own reward. And fame is highly overrated. Just ask Dominic Alfonseca, the guy who robbed the bank to get noticed. Fame cost him his freedom. He's now serving a lengthy jail sentence.
As we kick off this new year, we can't help but start with a huge thank you for your incredible support during the Laugh Again's calendar year-end campaign last month. Your prayers and generosity help bring smiles to frowning faces and hope to lost souls. This ministry would not and could not exist without you. So on behalf of the whole team here at Laugh Again, thank you and Happy New Year. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.